This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Sit back and relax with Jazz and Blues with John, coming up next on Plains FM.
We'd like to thank the Brew Crew from Three Boys Brewery for supporting this program. Trust Three Boys Brewery to bring you Jazz and Blues with John.
Hi, my name is John Baker, and I'll be presenting programs consisting of jazz and blues and travelling from the 20s to the present day. Chick Corea, who recently died aged 79, was involved in many different styles of music during his five decades of almost unparalleled creativity. Conventional jazz, fusion, avant-garde, bebop, and even chamber music and symphonic pieces. So two tracks, the first from the 1970 album, The Sun, and the track is Moondance, and then Fingerprints, recorded in 2001 on his album Past, Present and Future. Nubia Garcia and band, who are from London, are getting great reviews for their recordings and live performances. Being of Caribbean parentage, her music has a hint of her parents' background, and she was exposed to music of all genres both at home and during her extensive years of study. In 2017, she released an EP, Nubia 5, which sold all pressings within 24 hours. Here's Hold from that date.
The top of 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 the top of
Jasmia Horn was singing at an early age but developed a style in her teens, having a love of Sarah Vaughan and also by listening to jazz instrumentalists like John Coltrane and Miles Davis. She is now an established artist in New York and with her trio, who deservedly get a mention, perform I'll Remember You. And it's live in the KNKY Public Radio studio.
Made my dreams come true. A few kisses ago, I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. Didn't you know? I remember too, a distant bell and stars like rain drops fell. love you too. I do, didn't you know? I remember too. A distant bell that sounds like raindrops fell right out of the blue. And when my life is through and the angels ask me to return,
one of the greatest vocalists ever is Sarah Vaughan, who had a 4-octave range, and she was active from the early 40s to 1990. Initially, she sang with the Earl Hines Band and followed that by a stint with Dizzy Gillespie, and having established herself over the years, sang with the Who's Who of jazz. Here's a live recording during a tour of Sweden in 1964, the beautiful Errol Garner song Misty.
Look at me. I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree. Feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near. You can see that you are leading me on, and it's just, and it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's who my own. Would I wander through this wonderland alone? Never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove. I'm too misty and too much in love. You can see that you're leading me on, and it's just what I want you to do. You notice how hopelessly I'm lost. That's who I'm following you. On my own. Would I wander through this wonderland alone? Never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove. I'm too misty
and too much in love we get too misty and too much in love.
Abdullah Ibrahim, or Dollar Brand as he was known when this album African Marketplace came out in 1979, has toured the world for many decades and has a long list of recordings to his credit. This track, Hoza Mtwana, does have an African feel, and the whole has a pleasant, relaxed atmosphere. Thank you. Ahmed Abdul Malik was one of the first musicians to incorporate non-Western musical ideas into jazz, and is also remembered as having played bass for Art Blakey, Thelonious Monk, Earl Hines and Randy Weston, amongst others. Plus he recorded with John Griffin and John Coltrane playing the oud. In 1961, his album The Music of Ahmed Abdul Malik came out, and here's the track La Ikbi. The 1999 release by Wynton Marsalis, Mr. Jelly Lord, is a recording of compositions by Jelly Roll Morton, framed by the idea that all jazz is modern, and that music from the early 1900s is still relevant and not dated in form or feeling. Jelly Roll Morton was a favourite of Wynton Marsalis, and here's the track Deep Creek.
Thank you.
Joe Henderson had one of the most distinctive sounds on the tenor, and as such occupied a prominent position in jazz for 40 years or so, his first release being on Blue Note in the early 60s. The track that we'll hear is from a live recording at the Village Vanguard, New York, in 1985. And here's Joe with Ron Carter bass, Al Foster drums, playing Loose Change.
Thank you.
Harry Sweet's Edison probably doesn't get a mention as often as he should. He played in Count Basie Orchestra for 13 years until 1950, and following that he was a prominent studio musician on the West Coast. Here he plays Centerpiece from the 1959 recording Sweetenings.
We'd like to thank the Brew Crew at Three Boys Brewery for supporting Jazz and Blues with John. On Friday, Saturday and Sunday, a pint and a pie at Three Boys Brewery is available. Yep,
A pie and a pint, a match made at Three Boys. All locally made. Drink in or take out.
Trust Three Boys Brewery to bring you Jazz and Blues with John.
Well, thanks for listening, and I'll be back in a fortnight with more Jazz and Blues with John. Podcasts are available on Plains FM website, that's plainsfm.org.nz, and type in Jazz and Blues with John.